So this week I was, there's words that stand out to us at times. Words that are repetitive in our mind, words that fill us with courage, that give us that renewed sense of peace. And for me this week, it was the words by faith that we see in Hebrews. And if we read all of Hebrews 11, there's multiple examples of by faith. It goes, by faith, how Moses crossed the Red Sea. By faith. And this time, this week, those words just spoke to me because I needed those words. I needed by faith because of moments when we walk into the unknown, when our life is changing, our kids are going to college, starting new careers, new diagnoses that we might face. And it's by faith that each time an obstacle or something unknown comes into my path, that I can sit and go, by faith, I've made it through these things. And by faith, I can make it through this next step. But of course, like good old Gideon, there are times where I want to lay out my fleece and go, so, I know by faith, but I'd really like some clarity in this moment. And luckily, God has patience with me. I don't get kicked too badly anymore, and I just get shook. I go, by faith. I'm like, okay, yes. So I realized as I was writing and these words were circling in my head, by faith, by faith, I thought about not only those that were mentioned, not only Barak, because if you name Barak, you need to name Deborah. And with Gideon and Ruth and Samson, I thought of Ruth, I thought of Deborah, thought of Naomi, Esther, and then I thought of those who have gone before me, my greats, those examples who have influenced me and helped me get to where I'm at. So I thought of Alice, Celestia, John, Joan, all those people, all those influences that have helped shape my faith and helped me as I walked into uncertainty. And of course, we're not guaranteed what the outcome may be. We can hope, we can dance, we can figure it out. However, it's that listening and believing that God has called me to these things, that by faith he'll get me through this next thing. And I have to admit that I find strength in Hebrews 11 and 12. As we're reading it, by faith, the prophets who through their faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fires, escaped the edge of sword, won strength out of weakness. We think of all those that these examples come from. And we go, and like it says, that by this faith they moved forward. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. And you think about that. You go, okay, they did receive something better. They received more than they were promised in that moment. And yet, by faith, they kept going, kept persevering. And I read about those heroes, the heroes of our faith, who are kind of flawed, if you think about it. They question, they kind of wiggled their way through things. They're kind of the anti-hero, anti-typical hero. They were imperfect like us, and yet God used them to do these fabulous and amazing things. And by faith, we think of Sarah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. On and on, we have these examples of these imperfect people that Christ, through God, has made perfect. and also about Rahab, who did not know God, but by faith opened her house to the spies and was safe. For me, I'm thinking about those greats that I have, the examples that have been given to me, those moments of encounters where it was hard to take the next step forward. But by faith, I was able to move forward. Where I find that encouragement that goes, this is okay, this is tough, but the next steps will be a little easier because by faith, I am leading you forward. And then thinking about these last 2 years where we haven't really had time to just be out of crisis. And it might be longer that we've been in crisis. But I'm finding when I get out of that crisis mode that more things come up to process. Things from 20 years ago, from 10 years ago, that something triggered and it came up. And by faith, I'm able to process those things, those emotions that I'd rather not face, those obstacles I'd rather not climb over. However, with the strength that God has given me, by the grace that God has given me, I know I can march through that next thing. And for us, there are those of us who are entering, or some that are exiting, some that are just breathing, some that feel like we're sinking, and others that feel like we're roller coastering. Through our emotions, through the changes that we may be facing, through the newness that we are experiencing, that we haven't had a chance possibly to slow down in that terminal that clashes against us daily and feel like we might have a sense of peace. So my question is, how by faith is our walk? How are we moving forward? And do we place unrealistic expectations on ourselves that we have to be perfect when, in fact, we don't? And I think about, I want to read this last bit of Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken a seat at the right hand of the throne of God. So my hope for you is to find that strength, that sense of perseverance, that we run this race that has been set before us, to find and enjoy that love of God that envelops us and clings closely to us, to take a moment to embrace the grace that has been given, and to find yourself persevering, thriving, beyond the surviving that we've endured. Amen.